Also listening, a kind welcome this Friday morning. We have one item on the agenda today. Madam Clerk, would you please read that item, and would the gentleman please approach the testimony table?
From Corporation Counsel requesting authorization to amend Section 201.24 sub 24 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances as it pertains to members of the Milwaukee County Employee Retirement System that are employed by the state of Wisconsin. This item was also referred to the Committees on Finance and Audit and Personnel and the Pension Boards. The Committee on Finance and Audit approved this item by a vote of 6-0.
Gentlemen, good morning. Would you introduce yourselves for the record?
Morning, Chairman. Mark Grady, Deputy Corporation Counsel.
Morning, Chairman and Supervisors. Larry Langer from Buck Consultants.
Thank you. Welcome. And Mr. Grady, did you have a brief summary of the item?
Yes, Chairman, Supervisors, Commission members, I guess. I'm here on behalf of the Pension Board, really, to make this request, and the Pension Board's outside counsel, our tax counsel from Reinhardt. As you know, the state legislature this year, well, actually, they did it a couple years ago, and then again this year, they have legislated the takeover of what we call the MECA and MILES programs. And I was asked yesterday what MECA stands for. I was actually over there yesterday and found out that it stands for Milwaukee Early Care Administration.
There you go again.
I've already lost it.
Mr. Manson was in the nervous, but
in any event, this is the program. The MECA program is the child care subsidy program that is going to the State Department of Children and Families. And then the MILES program is the income maintenance, which is food share related programs. It's going to the Department of Health and Human Services of the state. And the MECA employees were transferred to the state as of October 1st of this year. The MILES employees will be transferred as of January 1st of next year. They both had provisions with respect to their pension benefits in the state legislation that were different. The MECA legislation indicated that those employees, there's approximately 70 of them, had the option, at their option, to stay in the pension system for as long as they stay in that position with the state, in that unit of the state government. They had 10 days to exercise that option. I believe something between 10 and 20 of them exercised the option. And so they will stay in the pension plan, the county pension plan, for as long as they stay in that position in the state unit. The MILES employees were treated differently by the state legislature. They were told that they will stay in the county pension plan until they reach vesting, which is 5 years. So out of the 300 and some employees, many of them are already vested. And so on January 1st, they will immediately transfer to the state retirement system. But for those county employees who transfer January 1 in the MILES program who have less than 5 years of county service, they will stay in the county pension plan until they reach 5 years of pension service, and then they will transfer to the state retirement system. Our pension plan says that in order to be a member, you have to be an employee, and an employee is defined as a county employee. So the state legislation puts people in our plan who don't meet our definition. And so what you have before you is an amendment to the ordinance to change the definition to be consistent with the state legislation. What it says is that basically state employees who are mandated by state legislation to be county members of the county retirement system are employees for our purposes, members of our system for our purposes, on the condition that the state pays the employer's share of the actuarial cost of those memberships. And the state legislation did include that for both of these groups. And so what you'll hear from Mr. Langer in a moment is that the cost effect on the county is either neutral or a savings, perhaps, because of the shortening of those members' 5 years of membership with MILES employees.
Thank you, Mr. Gray. Any comments or questions by members of the commission at this time? There being none, Mr. Langer.
All right. Welcome again. Mr. Chair and commissioners.
It is the commission.
Thank you. December 6th letter in front of you from Buck Consultants, our review of the proposed amendment that Mark went through. This is an actual impact without any numbers in it. I'll walk through like a dialogue in terms of the impact on the plan. I've broken this into three potential groups. Future affected employees, that is future groups that the state may take over, the current MECA employees and the current Miles employees. In terms of future affected groups, the state will be paying the actual cost of the benefits accruing on behalf of any potential future groups that the state may take on. And so the impact on the plan is that those accruals will be picked up, and the plan will pick up no costs. So there is no cost impact of the plan of these future affected members who won't be taking on more costs. You'll be getting the assets. You'll have the responsibility of investing the assets and administering these folks. But in terms of actual impact, we will strive to make sure that we collect the money to cover their benefits. For current MECA employees, these folks have no change in their benefit. The benefit they're accruing is the same as Mark mentioned. And we will continue. We are actually already are looking at a small group of MECA employees, something like six or eight folks that we've been collecting money for already back from sometime earlier in the year. We'll continue to use that process to make sure the appropriate amount of money is collected for those employees so that there is no impact on county contributions. The last group, the current Miles employees, there is a difference with these folks compared to MECA and potentially future affected employees, and that is the Miles employees, the 300 or so folks, once they become vested, they stop accruing benefits, and then they go off to the state system. The impact there, if you think about our actual valuation, we anticipate that people actually make it to retirement sometimes. Well, here we're going to cut off that expectation, and as soon as they make it to vesting, we're going to assume they stop getting accruals, and they're not going to collect the benefit until their normal retirement age. So within the plan, we will see some sort of lessening of the liability of the plan. Because we're going to cut off future accruals for the folks that are already beyond vesting, and then we just have a short little period of accruals for those folks that aren't quite vested right now. And then, similar to the other affected employees, the state will be picking up what would have been the county's share of the actual costs for these members.
Mr. Chairman, I would just add to that that these employees will be paying the same 4.7% employee contribution. The state is going to collect that from them and then forward it to the county, in addition to us billing the state for the employer portion, what would normally be billed to the county.
Mr. Mansky.
Just to give you some numbers, there's approximately 12 people from MECA that joined, continue to stay in the county pension plan. That transferred to the state. Out of the 71 people that transferred to the state in September, approximately 12 of them have stayed in the county pension plan. For the Miles employees who would be transferring as of the end of the year, right now approximately 45 of them are not vested in the county pension plan and would continue in the county pension plan until they are vested.
Thank you. And is that all that you have, your comments in, Mr. Langer?
That is the end of my prepared remarks. Thank you.
Were there any questions or comments by members of the commission?
Are there any administrative costs?
Well, there will be administrative time for the staff. We are working with the state to monitor, for example, for the Miles employees, we have to monitor their service credit while they're working at the state so we can know the day they hit that five-year mark and transfer them. So there's an administrative burden. There's a cost of Mr. Langer every year calculating the actuarial cost to build the state, so we do have that cost. If I was guessing, I would guess less than $10,000 a year for that.
I would guess that. I'm not allowed to say yes, am I?
Did I hear Supervisor Mayo ask audit to take a look at that?
Yes.
Okay. We'll do it for less than $10,000.
Anything else, Don? Anything else by members of the commission? Pleasure of the commission and on this item.
Move approval.
We have a Supervisor Thomas moves approval of the item. Second. Any discussion on the motion before us for approving the item?
I have a question.
A question, Supervisor.
If we didn't want to approve this item, what could the state do to us? Because this is a right.
Just the commission or the county board of supervisors?
No, I mean just the county board of supervisors. I'm just saying because a state cannot really tamper into our plan, even though you say the state created it, but it's our rights to have that, and we can sue the state if they take our rights. So I'm just curious. I didn't ask that question yesterday.
Well, a couple different things could happen depending on how the pension board reacts.
Mm-hmm.
If the pension board goes forward and administers the plan in compliance with the state legislation, but without the county board adopting this ordinance amendment, the IRS would not appreciate that because then we are operating the plan inconsistently with the plan. And that's one of the reasons we're here today is that our tax counsel said the IRS, their preference is that amendments like this be done in the year in which these changes take place. And so they wanted it done this calendar year. And so if the pension board went ahead and administered the legislation without this amendment, which is, I suppose, an option the pension board could do, then we'd have an IRS issue because we're out of compliance. If the pension board followed the county board's lead and refused to administer this ordinance, I assume at some point the state would sue us or one of these employees would sue us or somebody would sue us, and we'd have to let a court determine whether the state's legislation was appropriate or not. Because at that point, for example, a Miles employee who is got 2 years of service and they're transferred January 1, if we stop including them in the county system, the state's not going to put them in the state system, so they're getting no pension benefit from anybody. And so I assume at that point they would probably sue us.
I'm trying to figure out how that written, Ryan, the county did not, the state decided to take their employees and even Ryan reason to be in our pension plan. You have to be a county employee. So I'm just curious. I was just wondering.
Well, it's probably a bigger issue than we need to discuss today, but it has to do with the difference between the city and the county in terms of our home rule authority. The city has a constitutional charter authority that we do not have as a county. And so there's a difference between the authority that the state has over the city and the authority the state has over the county. And so I would tell you that I think, if I thought that this was illegal as counsel to the pension board and the county, I would tell you that we should go and sue the state to try and stop this. And I actually discussed that with our outside counsel. We talked about that. But I do think there's a difference between us and the city and their charter authority that we don't have. And so I think the state does have the authority to make this change. And so that's why I'm recommending that the legally better course and the politically smoother course is for you to adopt the amendment.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other discussion about the motion before us for approval? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayo.
Aye.
Thomas.
Aye.
Eaton.
Aye.
Cohen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
We will prepare the documents, sign them for the personnel committee later this morning. Thank you for your attendance.
Just one other comment. I know the Pension Study Commission has been busier than normal, but I'm just going to tell you right now, I know that we are going to be asking you to meet again at the end of January.
Okay. Thanks for the heads up. Appreciate it. This concludes the meeting today.
Come on, I'll make that.
You ready for that?
I've been begging.